This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Today, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to extend approval for a highly effective anti-cancer drug. It's been shown to help women with an aggressive form of breast cancer. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The drug called Herceptin is already approved for late-stage breast cancer. It literally works its way into the cancer cell, binds to a protein that promotes cancer growth, and destroys that protein along with the cancer cell. Dr. Edith Perez headed research into the drug's effectiveness for early breast cancer. She works with the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
By giving this therapy added to other standard therapies, such as surgery and chemotherapy, we can further decrease the risk of the cancer returning by 52%, and we can improve the likelihood that people will be alive at 3 to 4 years by a third.
Which means after surgery, chemo, and Herceptin treatment, 87% of breast cancer patients were alive after 3 years. Patients are still being followed, says Perez, and nearing the 6-year mark, the drug still looks effective. This is remarkable news, Perez says, especially since the type of cancer Herceptin works against is particularly aggressive. It's called HER2-positive breast cancer.
They look more aggressive under the microscope, and they tend to return quicker, and they tend to lead to increased death rate compared to HER2-negative breast cancers.
About a year and a half ago, researchers, including Dr. Perez, made a dramatic decision. They called a halt to 2 studies examining the effectiveness of Herceptin in early cancer because the drug had been so successful. Over 3,000 women were taking part in the study. After the studies were stopped, all the women were offered the treatment. 36-year-old Christy Naines was lucky. She took part in the study and received Herceptin all along. She was only 32 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had a 16-month-old baby.
There was a 70% chance that because of the size of my tumors and the spread in the 18 lymph nodes, I had a 70% chance that it would metastasize in other organs within 5 years, and there was little hope of survival.
Naines is convinced Herceptin saved her life, and today her life is healthy and whole.
Oh, I'm perfect. I'm running my 3rd marathon next month. I'm in great health. Now, my daughter's 5. I didn't think I'd see her go to kindergarten, and, you know, she's 5, so it's a whole new life.
There are side effects to Herceptin. Christy Naines says she had none. But in about 3.5% of women, it causes congestive heart failure. But that can easily be treated, says Dr. Perez, with typical heart medications like ACE inhibitors and beta blockers. Herceptin costs about $50,000 a year. It's given by injection once a week for 1 year. Most insurers do cover the cost. Perez says the FDA approval would make treatment even more widely available to breast cancer patients by eliminating any doubt doctors might have about prescribing the treatment and by encouraging insurance companies to pay for it. Patty Naiman, NPR News.